I had to come up with an idea that I could connect to as personally and come up with as organically as the first one. So as corny as it sounds, this is a thank you note to the audience that came out on the first one.
I don't know why you came all the way up here.
There's nothing left.
And I think it's pretty heart-stopping, and it's incredibly exciting watching it. And the world expands. There's bigger set pieces. It's really an exhilarating experience watching it.
It's the world that I hope you fell in love with in the first one, but it's being explored in a much more intense way because there's no safety net in the second one. There's no farm, there's no father to take care of anybody. Spoiler alert.
I think the stakes get higher for her. I think that her maternal sort of ferocity is tested to the limits. And, you know, I think now that because she's alone with these three children, one of which is a newborn baby, it's like, how is she going to keep them alive? Now that she has no home, she has no partner, where does she go? What does she do? So it's really exciting for me to play her in this new dimension.
I'm so lucky to be a part of a cast like this, let alone helm a cast like this. And I mean, from Jaime and Hansu, who I've been a fan of forever. But in particular for me, Cillian Murphy, I've been the biggest fan of his for as long as I can remember. Even when I was a waiter, I was watching that guy and hoping I could be him one day.
It's extraordinary to be such a fine actor, and then to also be an extraordinarily gifted director. And that's not something you can learn. To actually know how to tell a story, that's something innate.
Some scenes are really harrowing to shoot and kind of painful, and then others are very technical, you know, because you're dealing with the reveals and those horror moments where the creature comes and it all has to time out with the camera. And I think John really knew when to choreograph stuff and when to just step back and let the actors play.
I think you're going to be really scared. I mean, the truth is, I think, again, organically, you're more scared because you care about these characters. In the first movie, you were getting to know them. Now you know them. You don't want anything to happen to them. The sound's much more intense because you know the rules of sound. And so it's almost like my point was to make the audience part of the movie. And because they were part of the first one, I put them in the seat of the second one, and now they're actually walking through the world just like Emily and the other cast members.